Hey, this is Nsupuya from Mind-At-Peace Life Coaching. Let's talk about mind and brain today. What is mind? It is a part of the individual transcendent world of thought, feeling, attitude, belief, and language and imagination. And the brain is the physical organ most associated with mind and consciousness, the conscious awareness. But the mind is not confined to the brain. The intelligence of our mind permeates every cells of our body, including our brain cells. And if we talk about what is conscious brain and what is subconscious brain, then gotta talk about what is brain and mind as well, the relationship between the mind and brain, how it circulates, how the mind resides on the brain. So the thing is this, our subconscious brain or mind cultivate all the negative thoughts that is going around, all the negative collections that they can get into, and the conscious brain is just involving awareness of thinking of now, thinking or just the feeling of now, the thought of consciousness, the awareness of thought that is happening right now. And the subconscious thoughts can be pulled back and put it into our conscious brain whenever we want to. So for that reasons, when our parents or any family member talk bad things about our success, about our monetary financial problems, our fear took over our subconscious brain, and we started thinking negativities. And when these negativities we focus on these negative thoughts, and these negative thoughts becomes the pictures of our mind, and then this is the conscious brain which is taking the negative reflections or negative energies from the subconscious brain, because subconscious brain is 90% more energetic, more powerful than our conscious brain, and our conscious brain only work for 1% or 4% of our day. 99% of the day the subconscious brain work. We sabotage our subconscious brain, so we get through depression, anxiety, and many mental disorder. So what our subconscious brain is actually accumulated is actually gathering the negative thoughts, like, and not overcoming the fear. That is the picture we are giving to our conscious brain, and the conscious brain is giving the picture to the universe, is taking, and the energy we're reflecting to the universe is negative. So in return, we're getting the negative energy as our result. That is the, which is supposed not to be. We become the failure. So to control our negative thoughts in our subconscious mind, we have to tame the brain or train the mind. So from the next podcast, we will know how to tame the brain and how to train our brain to control our focus, to control our mind and energy into one subject, and then we get our highest possibility, highest positive energy result in our life, because subconscious brain is actually working for our future, for our results. It is also working for our present. It's also working for our past. It depends. Brain and the mind work together to give our future, good future. So the good future to cultivate, we have to tame the brain. Thank you. Hey, this is Nsupuya from Mind at Peace Life Coaching. Guys, how are you doing? Today I have a guest on my podcast, and her name is Faiza Rahman. So let's see what we have for our topics for today. So hey Faiza, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
So yes, yesterday you were like talking about a lot of things, like you want to know.
I want to know how do you block someone, you know, like totally block from your life when you know that person is not good for you. He or she is like a toxic
person
in your life, and you were attached to her or him, but you want to stop this feeling. So I want to know how to do it, like how to stop from getting involved with things which are not good enough for you, you know.
Okay, Faiza, thanks for your question. This is more or less very common question for everybody. Yeah. So thing is this, like I don't know whether you follow my podcast or not, because I have my last podcast was on training your brain. Yeah. That is like how to be emotionally attached or detachment. Huh? You know, amra ki bole je, like when we are in love with anybody, there are emotional attachment. But do you even believe like we can love someone without being attachment? You're talking about attachment, huh? You're talking about like if you are with someone, it is really hard to leave that person because of no emotional boundaries. It is all about attachment.
Yeah, exactly.
So how can we control attachment? When we can control our brain and mind. Training your brain and mind is the main. I just told in my last podcast, training your brain to be under your control is the most difficult thing and the most powerful thing that you can do for yourself to have a successful life. You know, being stuck with some toxic person, hey, will make you go hell in heaven. In this world, okay, and you will lose a lot of people from your life. You will lose time, which is very necessary, which is essential in your life. The time, once it's gone, you will never get the time back. So,
so how do you control your brain? It's not that easy, I guess.